Dear Diary, on History Running Backward. Events present themselves to us in a distorted way. Consider the nature of information. Of the millions, maybe even trillions, of small facts that prevail before an event occurs, only a few will turn out to be relevant later to your understanding of what happened. Because your memory is limited and filtered, you will be inclined to remember those data that subsequently match the facts, unless you are like the eponymous Funes in the short story by Jorge Luis Borges, Funes the Memorious, who forgets nothing and seems condemned to live with the burden of the accumulation of unprocessed information. He does not manage to live too long. I had my first exposure to the retrospective distortion as follows. During my childhood, I had been a voracious, if unsteady, reader. But I spent the first phase of the war in a basement, diving body and soul into all manner of books. School was closed, and it was raining mortar shells. It is dreadfully boring to be in basements. My initial worries were mostly about how to fight boredom and what to read next. Benoit Mandelbrot, who had a similar experience at about the same age, though close to four decades earlier, remembers his own war episode as long stretches of painful boredom punctuated by brief moments of extreme fear. That said, being forced to read for lack of other activities is not as enjoyable as reading out of one's own volition. I wanted to be a philosopher. I still do. So I felt that I needed to make an investment by forcibly studying others' ideas. Circumstances motivated me to study theoretical and general accounts of wars and conflicts, trying to get into the guts of history, to get into the workings of that big machine that generates events. Surprisingly, the book that influenced me was not written by someone in the thinking business, but by a journalist, William Shirer's Berlin Diary, The Journal of a Foreign Correspondent, 1934 to 1941. Shirer was a radio correspondent, famous for his book, The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. It occurred to me that the journal offered an unusual perspective. I had already read, or read about, the works of Hegel, Marx, Toynbee, Aron, and Fichte on the philosophy of history and its properties, and thought that I had a vague idea of the notions of dialectics, to the extent that there was something to understand in these theories. I didn't grasp much, except that history had some logic, and that things developed through contradiction, or opposites, in a way that elevated mankind into higher forms of society, that kind of thing. This sounded awfully similar to the theorizing around me about the war in Lebanon. To this day, I surprise people who put the ludicrous question to me about what books shaped my thinking by telling them that this book taught me, albeit inadvertently, the most about philosophy and theoretical history, and, we will see, about science as well, since I learned the difference between forward and backward processes. How? Simply, the diary purported to describe the events as they were taking place, not after. I was in a basement with history audibly unfolding above me. The sound of mortar shells kept me up all night. I was a teenager, attending the funerals of classmates. I was experiencing a non-theoretical unfolding of history, and I was reading about someone apparently experiencing history as it went along. I made efforts to mentally produce a movie-like representation of the future and realized it was not so obvious. I realized that if I were to start writing about the events later, they would seem more historical. There was a difference between the before and the after.